This is Never Gonna Tell a Lie and Hurt You, written by Mr. Flamingo and read by Flower Parish. This is a Stranger Things fic, rated for general audiences, featuring pre-relationship Steve Harrington and Eddie Munson, and hard of hearing Steve Harrington. Steve, Robin calls, right as he's preparing to jump. He turns and looks at her, head tilted, and she taps her ear. Eddie watches as Steve's face goes through several emotions, annoyance, trepidation, resignation, before reaching up and pulling something from his ear. He drops it in her hand with a sigh, and Robin makes some kind of motion with her hands. He gives her a reluctant thumbs up back and dives. "So what was that?" Eddie asks after a few seconds, while they all peer into the water. "What's what?" "The," he pokes his own ear, "the thing he gave you." "Oh, it's," she starts, but then Steve comes up for air and everything is forgotten. Unambiguous a sign of true love as these cynical eyes have ever seen, Eddie finishes with a flourish. He doesn't know why he's doing this, except that Steve seems like he's actually a good guy and deserves to be happy. Eddie knows it will never be him that does that, so matchmaking it is. Steve doesn't say anything, just stares blankly at his lips, brow furrowed. He looks up at the girls, and Eddie assumes he's looking at Nancy, contemplating their future together. "Hey, Robin," Steve calls out a little too loud, dashing all of Eddie's assumptions on the rocks. She turns around, tilting her head and jogging back to them. Nancy keeps going on because she's got the biggest balls of anyone Eddie's ever met and will not be stopped by man nor hellbeast. Steve points to his left ear, the one Eddie's on the side of. "Do you have it?" Robin moves closer to his right, hitching her voice a little louder. "I couldn't exactly take it into the lake with me, dingus." "Great," he groans. "Lost my hearing aid and my favorite sweater. Fuck this place, seriously." Eddie's eyes widen. "Hearing aid? He would have noticed a hearing aid, right?" Steve turns to him with a grimace. "Sorry, man," he says. "I caught, like, maybe half of what you were saying. Something about trying to fix my friendship with Nancy?" The end.